I want you to think about the choices that you're making in your life and whether these choices are a source of joy, happiness, and peace.
Entrepreneurs love talking about business. However, it's no secret there's also so many things they love talking about which are not about business. In the Sea of Business podcasts, none of your business is a refreshing break, a surprise kiss, an afternoon fizz. Through Carla Singson's cheeky and radical takes on mundane and principle-heavy topics, you'll gain insights that guarantee you something to talk about on your first Tinder date, while visiting grandma, or if you want to impress your new boss. Big thanks to Proximity Outsourcing for sponsoring this episode. Outsource the most tedious tasks in your business, such as data management, appointment setting, and creatives, for less than $12 an hour, fully managed. Visit ProximityOutsourcing.com for more info. Tired of business podcasts? Tune in to None of Your Business. New episodes weekly.
Hi, good morning. This is Carla for yet another episode of None of Your Business. So it's the new year. Happy New Year to everyone listening over here. And thank you so much for supporting my podcast. I have recently decided to also publish all of the episodes on my YouTube channel. So if you just look for Carla Singson on YouTube, I would love if you could click subscribe. I will update it every week. And I will also make sure that I have a lot of other exciting and juicy updates there for you. So I have a lot of really cool stuff coming this year. I have spent the Christmas break, just reading a lot, learning a lot, and of course, reflecting. No, so we have a brand new year right in front of us, a brand new year to make some positive changes in our lives, positive changes in our business, you know, devoting a lot of time for growth, for personal happiness. And I wanted to share basically my top 10 learnings from the past year and some of the changes I will be applying to my life. And I would love, love, love if you can comment what your thoughts are, what changes you're making in your life as well. If you're watching this on YouTube and if you're just listening to the podcast, I would appreciate if you can give me a follow and a review. Hopefully a 5-star review. I know it doesn't look like it, but I really work hard on this podcast and I am, you know, really happy doing this for you guys, starting these wonderful conversations with amazing people and making sure that all of us are having fun and learning a lot along the way. So without further ado, I'm going to start with my top 10 best learnings, reflections of 2022, and some of the changes I'm going to bring to my life, and I'm going to commit and have the courage to really do for 2023. So I'm going to start with building a joyous workplace, or building joyous workspaces. So in my, I would say, over 13 years of work, I've worked online, I've worked at an office, my office. I've actually worked at an actual office for like less than a year, where I had to like clock in and do that. And I have realized that in these past few years, I've only viewed workplaces as spaces where people come to work. And yes, there is that little friendly casual interaction between workmates, and there are people that we choose to interact more or like more, or we just kind of vibe with them, right? In our office. And what I'm realizing is that a lot of business owners try to make these workplaces really nice, really comfortable. Even, you know, the trends of these big tech companies putting like slides, beer on tap, and all these other trends, they all feel good in some way. But are they really genuinely trying to make these workplaces a place of joy? So right now, I'm really more intentional in the businesses that I build and in the businesses where I consult as a consultant, whether or not these business owners are committed and how can I encourage them to be more committed in building joyous workplaces. I personally think that your place of work should also be a place of joy, and not this responsibility does not fall solely to the business owner. You as a worker, you as a manager, you as a leader or a follower, a janitor, I don't care. I think we all should hold this responsibility of trying to build joy in the workplace. But most of all, as a business leader and a business owner, it is your responsibility to lead this kind of mindset and to also come to work with a positive energy. I know working, trying to make money, you know, catching people make mistakes or feeling like some people in your workplace are just not working as hard. You know, your funnel broke down. This automation didn't work. Your revenue is down this month. Like there's so many things that take the joy out of business, but I want you to remember that you always have the power to bring that joy back. So I want to really focus on that and to kind of keep that in mind. And in fact, I started practicing this more consciously. Every time I encounter a problem in my business, I try to think, how can I bring some sort of a positive energy, or how can I turn this space? You know, it doesn't matter if it's an office space or a Slack channel. It doesn't matter what kind of space you are referring to, but how can you bring joy to that space? No, how can you turn it around? So I'm more conscious of this. And that's one of the things that I would love to take to 2023 and the years, you know, after that. And number two is I have made a really big decision in my life last year to quit my CEO job at Scalewind and really build an outsourcing company that has my vision. And the thing with that company is I went into it with my business partner and mentor and investor, who's an amazing person, and I've learned a lot from him and in the experience in that company. I realized that my choices led me in that company, led me to not choose joy, happiness, and peace in every day that I was leading that company. And even though we had really good results financially, you know, we've had pretty good milestones, the choices that I made every day weren't related to my inner peace, my sense of joy, and my inner happiness. And what happened, and this happens to a lot of business owners, is that I basically gave myself a job, and I took a job and I accepted a job and I gave myself a job, and I realized that I didn't want a job. I wanted to be a strategist or a visionary. I wanted to solve problems for people. I cannot be like the day to day. However, we were starting with like a low budget, so I had to be like a lot of people in my own business. But as the times progressed, I just started getting more and more stressed and giving attention to things that I can't control. And I basically, it broke me, you know, I'll be vulnerable here. It really broke me. I have never cried as much as I've cried in the past few months. And even though I was filling my life with other things that made me happy, work wasn't making me happy anymore. There was so many things that was out of my control and so many things that my partner and I could not fix. So I took the courage to step out of that environment and start building an environment that fits my vision, my needs as a, you know, as a person who loves learning, who loves, objectivity and who loves growth. And most of all, I decided every day, big and small, to make my choices based on joy, happiness, and peace. And this like kind of trifecta of principles also helped me not pursue conflicts with people in my life, because I will always be running towards peace. So there's no point. There's no point in trying to rehash things or trying to save relationships that are just not worth it anymore. So when I just kind of made this trifecta one of my biggest ruling, you know, directions or maps in life, I started to have an easier life. I started literally, you know, fixing my digestion, my sleep, my health. I started being more happy. My skin has never been this clear. Look how great my skin looks. And I'm just so happy. And you know what? I've started to help more people just by having this free time. I've started to make a lot more friends and my life is just fuller. So I guess you don't have to quit a CEO job or start another business, but I want you to think about the choices that you're making in your life and whether these choices are a source of joy, happiness, and peace. So that's my learning. I hope that that resonates with you as well. Number three, there is a moment in your life that you are called to scale your impact. And, you know, in coordination to that big decision that I made last year, I feel like I need to build something else and I need to scale my impact and I need to stop having a job and get back into my ideation table, my inventor's table, right? My workstation basically. But I felt that inner knowing that I'm here to build something bigger, something that is bigger and better and something that aligns with my vision. And you will find certain moments in your life where you feel called to do this, to do something bigger, to do something that's more meaningful, to do something that will stand your lifetime, you know, maybe leave a legacy or something like that. I remember I look back at my life when I've had these moments, and some of these moments I'll share it with you. When my dad passed when I was 22, I definitely felt this moment where I felt like it didn't come from me, where I was literally being called to be bigger than myself. And that was a time when I had to be the breadwinner of my family. And I needed to be strong and I needed to work hard. And that was a great moment for me because even though it was hard, I felt like I was running towards something that's really good, not just good, actually, but really great. And I was running towards greatness. And that is a good feeling, very, very good feeling. The other moment was when I moved to Mexico. So I moved to Mexico in July 2021 in the pursuit of a more peaceful life, a healthier lifestyle, and just kind of being away from like the place I grew up, you know, the Philippines. It's the reason why I left the Philippines. I wanted something more. And then I lived for a little bit in Phuket, in Canada as well. I spent some time there. And in the States, I spent a lot of time in Las Vegas. And when I moved to Mexico, I felt something really different from the times that I spent time in Phuket or Vancouver or Las Vegas. And I felt that I was really taking my life in my own hands. And if you use this principle and you look back into these moments of your life, I want you to list down the learnings that you have from these specific times when you felt like you're being called to scale your impact or to be bigger than yourself. And I want you to really write down, you know, all of the things that you learn from these moments. You will probably find at least three moments in your life where you felt that feeling. And I want you to take the learnings from that and use it for good. All right. Wow. That's so deep. I feel like we're going like so deep. I feel like I'm like life coaching you guys, which I don't really want to be a life coach to you. I want to be your elder sister that knows all the right things to say, but's also kind of dirty. Not in an incest way, hopefully. I mean, I don't know about you guys. You guys watch a lot of Game of Thrones. So I don't know. No judgment. Anyway, let's keep it light this time. Another big realization from 2022 is that, yo, cooking at home is so awesome and underrated. So if you've been following me on my Instagram, at Carla Stefan, shameless plug. And on my Facebook, Carla Sings On, my Facebook Reels, you'll find that I post a lot about the things that I cook at home. So to be honest with you, I learned how to cook during the pandemic because I was stuck in Thailand and I really miss Filipino food. And there was no other way. I just had to cook it because Thai food and Filipino food is so different. And besides, all the restaurants were closed. So I learned how to cook during the pandemic and I just kept going. And then the more I learned how to cook, the more I developed my intuition for taste. And now I don't really read through recipes per se. I just kind of cook more intuitively. I would say I have cooked dishes for the first time last year in 2022, sorry. It's not 2023. I always forget. But I would say from 2021 to 2023 right now, I would say I cooked at least 20 dishes for the first time, and they all turned out great. They all turned out amazing. I don't want to toot my own horn, but you know, you can ask like my boyfriend and he will give me a 6-star review. And that's why he's always at the gym, because he's trying not to gain weight. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm proud to say that I'm a pretty good cook, and I hosted potlucks, and it's so awesome. Number one, cooking is a source of oxytocin, which is the bonding hormone. And when you cook for someone, you're really like bonding with them in a very deep way. And it also makes me happy and gives me, you know, like emotional rewards when I create something. And that thing that I created is being appreciated. It honestly feels like I made a sale in my business, literally, because making a sale is making something and then someone appreciates it by giving you money. So cooking something for me is also kind of became like a game or a pursuit of acknowledgement. I don't know. Maybe I need to talk to my therapist about that. But I don't mean that I chase acknowledgement that way. But that moment when I'm looking at the person's face when they try my dish for the first time and they like it, like, it just makes me so happy. And when I host like potlucks and my friends say, oh my God, this is awesome. It just makes me so happy. So, and of course the independence that you get from being able to cook whatever you want, from being able to eat whatever you want, wherever you are in the world, that's pretty awesome. The kind of independence, that kind of power, right? I used to not have that power. You know, it sounds so stupid, but, you know, during the pandemic, when I had very limited choices with what I can order from these online platforms, it just kind of made me feel sucky and powerless. And of course, I have really pursued my, you know, good health since the pandemic. And I'm proud about that. I'm really proud of that. In fact, I go to the gym at least 5 times a week, like, and I go for walks. I'm really, really consistent with my workouts and my eating and my sleep. And cooking at home helps you control what you put in your body. So in turn, you become more healthy. And even if what you're eating is not particularly healthy, if you know what goes into it, like say me, I cook and buy hormone-free organic meat, for example. So I can control that part, and I try not to use seed oils, and I try to have healthier alternatives. Like for a salad, I'll do kimchi or something like that. So I can be healthier while still enjoying the taste that I want. And these things, these type of control, you know, healthy, the taste, the timing, you just can't do that if you're always ordering. So I would love if you guys would just explore cooking more and really, really enjoy it. It's super underrated. Number five, reading books is such a treat. I don't know why I did that like that. I just sound so stupid. Anyway, I sound like a rat that got stuck in a mouse trap, and then I just started kind of like knowing that I'm gonna die, and so I just gave up and I stopped fighting. I was just like, Anyway, so when I stopped being a full-timer or having a full-time job, I started to read more. And I realized I enjoy reading so much. And reading books is such a treat because you're learning from like the greatest minds in history, and you're reading about people's, you're getting to know people's like their life's work. And it helps you like travel in between time and space, and it's just amazing. So, there is no boring book if you pick a topic that you're excited about. So we all have topics that we're really excited about. So I would encourage you to read and buy books about that. And if you can, you can even start like by buying magazines, you can start slow. You don't have to like read War and Peace immediately. Start with the topics that you like and start slow and just review that. And I also shared some of my thoughts about reading in another episode on this podcast. So check that out. I think it's like episode 3 or 4 or something, but it's like on the first month of this podcast, I released that because I really want to encourage more people to read books. My number six reflection item is I have also taken learning seriously, learning new things seriously. So in 2022, and maybe even before that, there were a lot of new things that came out in our industry, in outsourcing, in digital marketing, and I have realized that I need to take these things seriously. I need to learn about these platforms, this new software, instead of just using the line that, oh, I'm a technomoron, blah, blah, blah. So I started studying Go High Level. I started to get myself updated on the latest stuff in SEO. And when I built this new slash old company of mine, I'm gonna tell you more about that later. But why it's new slash old. Actually, I'm gonna tell you now. So proximity placements and proximity outsourcing are my brands, and proximity placement is a placement and outsourcing company that I started with a partner in 2017. So that partner and I wanted to pursue other things, so he gave the brand to me, and I continued doing that, and I've been doing it on the side. And I would spend, I think, like 30 minutes a month managing that business, talking to my managers, because I was doing other things. I was pursuing other things. And when I was building Skillwind, I had a full-time job for like 2.5 years. So I spent a lot of time on that company. So I wasn't able to build proximity. But now, well, because I have this vision and I was being called to scale my impact and do something, I rebranded proximity placements to proximity outsourcing, and we're going to do profit first outsourcing, where we consult with clients to outsource certain positions in the company that directly tie to revenue or ease and joy for the business owner. And that's it. So it's profit first outsourcing because we wanted every decision that you make to be tied to your bottom line, every decision in outsourcing. And we really work with the business owners for this. And we have devised a pretty intensive recruitment and onboarding process that takes like 20 days because a lot of the success really comes out of that moment. So now that you can definitely see the difference, right, between the outsourcing companies I've built in the past and this one. This is why I really felt like I was called to do something greater, because right now I'm literally helping businesses grow, which is the best part of my career. And I've actually realized that throughout the years, even when I was teaching marketing in university and when I was consulting for events and launches, I've done launches for a ton of big brands and big like nonprofits. And I've sold my flower shop as a franchise. And now on the side, I also do revenue optimization consulting. And then I started an outsourcing company. I've noticed that the common thread in everything that I did was that I really loved growing businesses. And so why not incorporate that true love of mine into this business. So that's what we're doing with proximity outsourcing. We're not just outsourcing for tasks. We're really outsourcing for growth and scale. And of course, ease and joy for the business owner. So this is why I really felt the need to learn new things and to update myself. And so I learned AI and I took a certification in Lean Six Sigma so that I can be a better manager. And because I'm opening these neuroplasticity sort of pathways in my brain, and because my brain's now open to learning new stuff, last year I also tried a little bit more and, you know, be better at learning Spanish. And now I'm a little bit better. I can like make easy conversations and understand most of it. I mean, I live in Mexico, so I need to like definitely put more work into that. And also in 2022, I learned a new sport, which is golf. So I was 2022 was a year of learning for me. I learned a lot about myself and I learned a lot of new skills and new things that open up my brain to other things and just make it like kind of like a sponge. And for me, I would say always pursue learning. And if you can take anything out of this lesson, is that the more you pursue learning, the more holistically healthy you will also become as a person. I love tickling my curiosities more. And the more I learn about something, the more I'm like fascinated by an update or a person who's so awesome at this, or someone who has had really good results in this industry or in this practice. So I would say, you know, take learning more seriously. And if you can even make it super serious, like take a certification program or do an MBA or something like that, or have a goal, like this sounds crazy, but I mean, this will probably happen in a few years, but one day I would love to join a golf tournament, or I would love to write a poem in Spanish, right? So so that's you can also put those goals in to kind of reward your learning process. And number seven is meditate and pray for the important things of your life. So I feel like in 2021, I've done a pretty good job in meditation, journaling, and you know, vision making and all those things. But once again, I got so busy, and mentally it was so jam-packed in my brain and all the work and that I had to do and all the things that I had to think about, that admittedly I didn't put as much time as I should in meditation, prayer, journaling, just kind of inner work and working towards the things that I want in my life, that I want to manifest in my life and attract in my life. So I definitely encourage you guys to do that more, and especially journaling, because it's a really awesome act of like self-therapy, because it's like talking to yourself and confronting your thoughts, because they would seem more real on paper, you know, when you see them. And it's such a good feeling to just let those things out, you know, outside of judgment, outside of any form of judgment. And if you write it, then it's documented and you can come back to it next year or something, right? So I say meditate, pray, and journal for the important things in your life, including your health, your relationships, your business, your clients. Oh my God, I love praying for my clients. I pray that their business will always be good, that they'll always be happy, that they'll always achieve ease and joy, because it's like the more that you bless other people and other things in your life, you also feel more blessed, and you're just enveloped in this feeling of positive vibes and blessing and gratefulness, you know? So I would love to encourage you to do that. So learning number eight, point of reflection number eight, is I have definitely spent more time to consciously give to charity. So I never, it has been my first anniversary of regularly giving to an orphanage in Silao, Cavite, and in the Philippines. And I set up like an auto debit donation. And it was really one of the best things I've ever done in my life, because I just automated it. I don't have to think about it. And the other thing that I've also decided is I am donating all of my affiliate commission to charity and charitable work. And I love it because there was a promotion that I came so late in the promotion, and I only sold a few tickets to that event, and the event wasn't expensive. So I had like less than $20 in commission. But even with that amount of money to this big commission that I got from, you know, from this other event, which was like $800, from the small amount of money to the big amount of money, it made me feel so good that these other people can also be part of giving to that charity, to not just that charity. Actually, there's three charities that I support. That orphanage, Talikala in Davao, it's a women's shelter for trafficked, abused and prostituted women. I've been supporting them for years. And unfortunately, my main business that was giving to that charity wasn't making a lot of money. So we weren't able to give during the pandemic. And so I wanna restart by giving again. And ARMK, which is Art Relief, Community Kitchen or something like that. I forgot the M, but this is a group in Davao City that cooks warm meals for victims of calamity and displacement. So I've also been giving to them sporadically, not regularly, like, you know, the monthly auto debit, but I love giving to these charities. And from time to time, I would give to, you know, if a friend sharing like a GoFundMe or something like that, I love to also contribute. But I would just say, find opportunities in your business to help charity. The other thing that I've also plugged in my business is for the affiliates who refer clients to us. And by the way, if you want to be an affiliate, we pay at least $500 per contract. Easy peasy. It's regular. It's fast. And I have an amazing affiliate manager. After 90 days of that client working with us, the client that you referred, we also donate $100 to your chosen charity. So I am just finding ways to incorporate charity, not just from me, but from other people in my business. And even the people that I do affiliate stuff for, or if I consult with them and we're doing some sort of a revenue share, I also tell them that I'm going to donate a part of it to charity and that they are a part of that initiative, and also makes them feel good. And it also inspires them to give at their own, you know, time, or it makes them think of, if they haven't done it before, it makes them think of a charity that they want to support, and makes them, hopefully it makes them more inspired to give. So it's such a good feeling. And I believe that as an entrepreneur, there are things in our society and in our community that we're benefiting from that we didn't really cause, you know, like no man is an island, right? Or like there's no such thing as a real like self-made businessman or something like that. So you owe something to your community. Like, for example, outsourcing. I'm in the outsourcing business. So there are things in the system that are in place that I did not cause that makes my business so much easier. For example, I outsource to the Philippines. If you compare the wages between USA and the Philippines, the wages in the Philippines are much more inexpensive. They're less. They're like inexpensive. And that is one of the reasons why a lot of our clients, or a lot of our US companies, a lot of US companies outsource to the Philippines. We speak good English, our people are just as good. And when they're, you know, when they have help with like onboarding and screening and, you know, really good leadership, then it can turn into a really profitable and benefit, you know, like a beneficial thing for their business. That's what we're doing, outsourcing. So these things in place, I didn't cause them, it was just there. So for me personally, as some sort of a principle, me thanking the universe for that system in place that makes my business easier to do, I owe that. I owe that to the community. I owe that to the society. And I will do my best to give back to the community and to the society. So that's why a lot more entrepreneurs should give to charity, or should be more conscious about giving to charity regularly. I would love if you can also apply the same in your business. It doesn't matter if you're buying a meal for a homeless person, or if you're donating 90% of your income to charity because you're a billionaire. But those things go a long way. And even just practicing the intention of giving, generosity, love and care for the people who have less than us, that is a really good virtue and that is a really good practice. Okay, so reflection, point of reflection number 9. This year, I would love to meet as many people as possible. I'm going to go to events, meetups, dinners, you know, social events, parties. I will host more potlucks, and I will really invest time in developing deep, intimate relationships with people as much as I can. I mean, I'm not going to be just like a social butterfly, but I'll be more conscious about meeting new people so that I can, number one, you know, obviously selfishly learn from them. And the more people I meet, there's just a higher probability of me learning from them too. And number two, it also gives me a lot more opportunities to learn about myself. When I meet different people, I interact with different people, and different people as in they're different from each other, and different people as in they're different from me, and me trying to not make that sense of otherness a point of difference, but rather a point of like a source of learning. So I remember when I was single, I always treated every date as an opportunity to learn about myself. And I would always have a really good takeaway, even if, you know, the guy and I didn't have any like chemistry. I always learn something new. There's, you know, from a person who grew up in a different country, had a different background, has a different business, you know, looks different, different experiences. There's always something to learn. And yes, I will admit, you know, in business, maybe there's a little bit of benefit in there too, but you don't really grow a business just from like going out. For me, it is just a lot about learning, tolerance, you know, openness in terms of ideas and worldviews, and then challenging yourself to welcome other kind of schools of thought. I think that's a thing with meeting different people. So I'm going to do that this 2023. I'll be more social. I'll meet more people. I'll be more out there and I'll learn a lot about them, about the world, about their experience, and at the same time, learn a lot about myself by consciously observing how I interact with these people. Number 10, this is my favorite learning. It's going to be a year of reduction, deletion, and simplification for me. So I noticed that, you know, last year, 2022, I had to add a lot of things in my life. Literally, like I bought a lot of clothes, I bought some jewelry, I don't know, I dyed my hair different, but it was just like kind of a process of me thinking that the more I add in my life, the happier I will be, or something like that. No, this thought is probably not new, because the minimalism trend has started a while ago, but it just reminded me now to be more conscious about things that I really don't need to be happy, and to pursue joy, happiness, and peace in my life. So right now I'm decluttering my house, and I'm doing a lot of reduction, deletion, and simplification in my life, my inboxes, my socials. Like I don't try to do something that doesn't directly benefit my business. Just because I want the vanity points from it. So I always put myself first. I put my joy, happiness, and peace first. And simple is always good. And simple is easy. And simple makes for good headspace. So simple is better. Yeah. So I hope that you had fun. Let me do a little bit of roundup, a little bit of summary. Number one, I'm pursuing building joyous workplaces. Number two, I will always choose joy, happiness, and peace when I make decisions. Number three, there are moments in your life where you feel like you are called to scale your impact. Be really aware of those moments and learn from them. Number four, cooking at home is awesome and underrated. Number five, reading books is such a treat. Definitely treat yourself to some good books in topics that you're interested in. Number six, take learning seriously. Number seven, meditate and pray for the important things and people in your life. Number eight, find opportunities to help charity. Number nine, try to meet as many people as possible. And number 10, focus on reduction, deletion, and simplification. So when I say those things, I sound like I'm telling you what to do, but really I'm just summarizing it in such a way that I remember it too, because I'm telling myself what to do. So anyway, thank you so much for staying with me. I hope that you learned something from my 2022 reflections and things that I'm improving and bringing to 2023. I had a really great time, you know, making this podcast, starting this podcast from last year. Oh my gosh, I don't know. I'm super happy that I have the blessing of a team, you know, because I have an outsourcing company. And I'm super excited for the year to come. And I'm excited to spend that with you. Also learn from you guys, produce more content that will give you joy, happiness, and peace. But yeah, thank you so much, guys. I'm so happy you're here. See you on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, on YouTube, and on social media. I love you, and have a happy and prosperous new year ahead. See you next week for another episode of None of Your Business. Bye. So it's a wrap. To my entrepreneur friends, I hope that you found this episode interesting and enjoyable. I know I did. Big thanks to our sponsor, Proximity Outsourcing, for making this possible. If you need to outsource anything in your business so you can scale fast and easy, visit proximityoutsourcing.com and check out their solutions. If there's any topic that you want to request, feel free to reach out. I only have two conditions. You tell me why you find it interesting, and you promise it's not business talk. Find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube, and leave us a comment or review because you're cool like that. This is your host, Carla, and thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for your interest in fun stories. Now we can get back to business. See you next week. And remember, everything here is none of your business.